Hello and welcome to A Positive Look. This is Tony McIntosh, and yes, it's been a while, but I got to tell you, we've got some great new guests lined up for the next coming months, and some new material, kind of a new outlook too, on A Positive Look. Now, this episode, as A Positive Look, really kind of taking a look at your overall health, getting rid of stress, and you know what, just being able to live a much better life. And our guest this week is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, and she's an author of over 33 books, and we're just going to jump right into our interview with Susan, because I tell you what, it is one that you do not want to miss, and you'll get a, I think you'll have a great feeling after listening to how you can beat stress and live a much happier life. Who is not under stress these days? You know, from concerns about COVID to inflation to health to healing issues to lacking faith and confidence or just feeling depressed and to make ends meet every month. I mean, we're under a lot of pressure. Are we looking too old? I mean, are we getting too flabby? What's going on here? Well, listen, sometimes you can lose it with the wife, you can lose it with the kids, you can lose it with a boss. None of that's ever good. But how do we manage our stress? Well, listen, I have someone here who is a motivational speaker and an author of 33 books, a radio, TV, talk show guest. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, says that too much unmanaged stress can sabotage our best health intentions. And her latest book is called Wired for High-Level Wellness. And Susan, welcome. It's good having
Tony,
you here.
Tony, it's wonderful to be with you, and I'm way out here in the West in the Brentwood area of Los Angeles.
Well, that is the weather out there, I'm sure, is a whole lot different than what we've been having here in the East. So, you know, I don't think you've had any snow showers or blizzards or anything here recently. So you don't have the weather stress too much.
Well,
you have other
stress
stuff.
We have is we're in a serious drought, and
yeah.
Boy, oh boy, we could use some rain here.
Well, I'd be glad to bottle some up and send it to you if I can figure out how to best do with that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you something. With all that, I mean, you know, wildfires and all the other things happening around, how do you manage stress? I mean, how did you get started in the field of holistic health, and who influenced and inspired you to pursue this?
And it's a wonderful, detailed story that's in my book, but just to summarize it, I was really sick as a teenager and then got in a major car accident, and my grandmother, who we thought in those days was this kooky health nut, she took me under her wings and had me live with her for a little bit. And in those days, I had terrible acne and allergies and pain in all my joints, and I would, you know, in school, people would laugh at me. I was being bullied all the time. And then all of a sudden, my dad died, and I just didn't want to live anymore. So my grandmother, who was not a doctor, she was just a wise lady, she took me under her wings for several months and said, if you follow my health program and my mental program, you know, we'll clear up all your illnesses and ailments, and you'll go from negative to positive, and you'll drop all the 50 pounds I gained in about 9 to 10 months. I gained 50 pounds.
Wow.
And everything she said was right, and I was so inspired, even as a teenager. So I adopted her way of eating and living. And so she inspired me, and then couple decades later, I started my own business called Health Unlimited, and now I work with people all over the world just to teach them how you can heal your own body, because as my grandmother taught me, Tony, God has blessed us with this amazing and miraculous body, and one of our gifts back to God is to take the best care of our body as possible. So that's what I like to teach people, and that's why I write my books. And this latest book, it's a workshop I gave for 20 years all over the world, and I decided to put all of the info into one book. And so if anyone wants to heal their body or rejuvenate or detoxify or look 10 years younger and be that way physiologically in 1 month. Everything is in this one book.
Wow, that, you know, who doesn't want to, you know, take 10 years off? You know, that would, that sounds good.
Be a teenager.
But Susan, tell, what causes stress for most people?
Now, that's a great question. See, most people don't realize that two-thirds of all doctor's visits are due to stress-related ailments, and 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. Some people stress, you know, it varies. It could be deadlines, commitments. Other people, it could be weather-related, you know, the tornadoes, hurricanes, fires. Some people, terrorism. And here in L.A., it could be bumper-to-bumper traffic or constant noise from a neighbor, unpaid bills. And when you don't manage your stress well, it can lead to so many issues from high blood pressure, heart problems, joint and muscle pain, headaches, weight gain, sleep debt, bone loss, depression, like I said earlier, inflammation, constipation. It can lead to so many problems. So if we can, and because 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related, it's like the number one factor here is let's learn to manage our stress well, which is what we'll be talking about today, to make it as practical as possible.
Well, you've got a 12 surefire stress busters and best tips for creating a healthier and more stressless and balanced and peaceful life. And let's go through all of those. I'd love to, you know, how do we work these? First of all, let's start in the morning. You set the tone in the morning. Now, how does that happen?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I love this. The first 40 minutes of each day sets the tone for the day. So how do you want your day to be? I think you want it to be positive and happy and not harried and rushed. And you want it to be healthy. So maybe the night before, maybe you set the breakfast table so you're a little bit ahead of the game. Maybe you get the kids' lunches made. Maybe you lay your workout clothes, you know, the exercise clothes, because you know you're going to work out in the morning. Whatever you can do to make that morning relaxing, do it. My grandmother, when I was a teenager, taught me to meditate. So I always like to start the morning with a little meditation. And what is it? Meditation isn't a crazy thing. You know, studies show that it's a natural way to feel more peaceful. Thousands of scientific studies have shown that it strengthens the body's immune system, slows the aging process, awakens regenerative energies, enlivens your nervous system, makes you more creative. It's a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of everyday living. And you just said to me, Tony, who doesn't want to look younger? Great studies have shown that if you take a person who has meditated every day, and it could be 10 minutes, for a year, that person will look and physiologically be 12 to 15 years younger than a person of the same age who doesn't meditate. And I've got a couple chapters in my book about it and a simple way to meditate. And I like to take passages from the Bible and the passage of, you've heard, peace, be still. And you might sit for 5 to 10 minutes and close your eyes. You could even do it driving with, of course, keep your eyes open. And as you slowly inhale, slowly and deeply inhale, say the word peace. You're focusing on something other than all the thoughts and the clamor in your mind. And when you exhale, say, be still. So breathe into peace and exhale to be still. And you do that 3, 5, 10 minutes, and you will be relaxed and more peaceful. It lowers your cortisol level. So that's a great way to start the day. And be happy. You don't want to be rushed in the morning. And have a good breakfast, you know. Start the day with something healthy, not a donut and coffee, and then you run out the door to get to work or take the kids to school. Have something healthy to start your day on a positive note.
But the donut is so good, the chocolate ones especially. That makes me happy.
Well, but it doesn't make the 70 trillion cells in your body happy. You really do need to watch the sugar. Now, Tony, that I'm not crazy about everything I eat. That doesn't mean that once in a while you can't splurge. But day to day, and I say day to day, eat as healthy as possible and keep your home a junk-free zone. Maybe when you go out to eat or a birthday, an anniversary, a celebration, a vacation, maybe you splurge a little bit. But day to day, do the best you can. And why? Because what you eat today, you crave tomorrow. And I'll just say this now. Benjamin Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days in a row will make or break a habit. And it takes about, behavioral scientists have discovered, it takes about 21 days to accept a new habit, or if you're giving something up, like ice cream every night for dessert. If you give it up 21 days in a row, if you skip a day, you start back over. But after 21 days, you will have established a new habit, or you no longer crave something really bad for you that you've given up. And I do this every month. I've done this for decades. And I start on the first day of the month. You don't have to. But then I know, according to the calendar, where I am in my 21 days. So I make at least 21 positive new habits every month. Like, I'll just be honest with you. This month, I combine two. I'm drinking more water, and I'm also exercising a little bit longer. And then the last month of the last week of the month, then I'm a little bit more relaxed and flexible. Maybe I sleep in, or maybe I splurge on something I normally wouldn't eat. But just know that what you eat today, you crave tomorrow. So start morning as positively as you can.
And then after that, you get moving, and you've already talked about, you know, eating a stress-relieving, colorful, fiber-rich diet. Now, what's involved with that? What do you recommend there?
Well, here's the thing about diet. This is what my grandmother taught me. In nature, you won't find ice cream trees, potato chip bushes, or Tony's favorite donut vines. You've got to eat your food as close to the way nature made it as possible. And if you make an agreement for 21 days to do that, you will be amazed at how good you look, how great you look. You want to eat a lot of plant-based foods because they're rich in fiber. Only plant-based foods, not animal products, have good fiber in them. And I know this is something that I think you'll probably never have a guest talk about, and I'll be very delicate about this.
Okay.
But you want to make sure you have at least one good bowel movement a day. You don't want to be constipated, because that clogs up, not only clogs up your body, but it really creates lots of toxins in your body. So one good bowel movement a day, and if you're lucky, two more bonus rounds during the day. But if you eat more nature foods, that will happen. And in terms of exercise, I know a lot of people during, you know, a lot of the lockdowns and COVID and just in life in general have gained weight. Remember with exercise that muscle burns fat. It's that simple. Exercise will increase your muscle. It alters its chemistry. It tones it. It increases the metabolic rate, and if you want to lose weight and keep it off, you've got to make exercise a key component of a health program. And don't forget, you've got to do a little aerobic, a little weight training, like I write about in the book. But what a lot of people forget is stretching for flexibility. And if your hip flexor muscles are the ones that go from the top of your front thigh up to your lower abdominal area. Those are called hip flexor muscles. If those are tight, and Tony, if your hamstrings are tight, that's the back of the thigh, and your back muscles are tight, then all of that will rotate your pelvis forward. And why is that bad? That results in excessive curvature of the lower back, and that will result in chronic lower back pain, sciatica. And it's good to stretch every day. Stretch every day and be committed to your fitness program. I know the only time I ever want my body to go downhill is after I've hiked uphill.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you know what? Even hiking downhill can be more stressful on your body than going up.
Yes, it can, and especially your knees.
Yeah, so you got to take care of your knees there. But, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm also glad you put in here, too, that get plenty of sleep. Sleep is very important, and in a very serious, healthy way.
Yeah. Yes. Now, first of all, it's hard to lose weight if you don't get good sleep every night. You've got to make that a non-negotiable habit. But lack of sleep undermines your body. We could do a whole show. We could do a whole show on every one of these topics. But on sleep, it undermines your body's ability to deal with stress. That's why it's important to get at least 7 to 8 solid hours of sleep every night. You can tell if you're getting enough of this shut-eye if every morning you can awaken at the same time without an alarm. If you require a buzzer, and I've got a few clients that have 3 alarms they set every night.
Wow.
If you require multiple alarms, then you're not getting enough sleep. And ideally, listen, I know we live in the real reality here, but ideally, your body thrives on a daily routine. If you can get to bed at night and wake up in the morning 7 days a week, close to the same time, that will boost your immune system. And everything is about boosting our immune system these days. All of these tips will boost your immune system.
You had mentioned that one of the goals for the new year to you is drink more water. Hydration is very important in all of this. And why is that? How does that help the body overall?
Yeah, most people don't realize that let me start by saying this. 70% of our bodies are made up of water. Our cells are 70% water. Our planet is 70% water. I don't think that's a coincidence. And every day we've got to drink a good 8 glasses of water, and even more when it's hot. And I take a sauna few days a week, so I drink more during those days. If you want to look younger, lack of moisture in our faces causes wrinkles the way lack of moisture in a grape causes a raisin. And although decaffeinated herbal tea and freshly extracted vegetable juice or diluted fruit juice, you don't want straight fruit juice, too much sugar, can count towards that water tally, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Things like coffee, caffeinated tea, colas, and alcoholic beverages actually dehydrate the body. They may be liquid, but they're actually anti-water. And you need enough water to help get all the waste products out of your body and to help you maintain good health. And if you're stressed out, I always say take a tea break. If you can, like, you know, in England, they do the afternoon high tea, the tea breaks. And teas like chamomile and lemon balm they're not decaffeinated, and they're non-drowsy, but they're very calming. And often people say to me, well, Susan, when I'm stressed out or fatigued, I like a drink, and it's either a cocktail or a cup of coffee. And while alcohol may temporarily relax you and caffeine may temporarily boost your energy and concentration, ultimately, these two can exacerbate your stress, and here's why. Both act as diuretics, which dehydrate the body and causes your cortisol level to go up. That's your stress hormone. And both disrupt sleep. Alcohol causes nighttime awakening. Caffeine makes it difficult to go to sleep. So if you drink coffee, you know, make sure that you have the last cup at about 3 in the afternoon. And if you drink, you know, limit it to 1 glass at night. 1 glass, and I'm not talking about a 24-ounce glass of wine.
Well, and I was going to ask you, is there a portion requirement? Because, you know, some people can say, you know, they may be interpreted the wrong way. You know.
Yeah, portion distortion, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. So Any alcohol is not good for a woman in terms of possibly causing breast cancer. I'm doing a show on all about reducing the risks of cancer with your lifestyle tomorrow. But, you know, like my grandmother taught me, Tony, moderation in everything. And it doesn't mean you have to drink every night. I choose not to drink because that's what's best for my body. But if you do, with wine, it shouldn't be more than 5 ounces. And with hard liquor, you know, 2 to 3 ounces.
There's, you know, we've all heard, you know, boosting metabolism helps you lose that extra weight. I want to jump down to some here, down the list. And you've got listed on here, and meditate, pray, and breathe deeply. How important is that for your body?
Yes. Well, you know, I'll put it this way. Your body benefits from movement, but the mind benefits from stillness. And studies have shown that when you meditate, there's one of the stress hormones in your body is called cortisol, and it goes up during the day, and if you get good sleep at night, it brings that level of cortisol down. Studies have found that when you consciously change your brainwave activity, that means right now you and I are in beta consciousness in our brainwave activity. Well, we hope all the listeners are too. That's waking consciousness. And the more relaxed you get, you then go from beta to alpha, where you're very calm and relaxed and very little bothers you. And then you go into theta. People that have been meditating for decades can get right to theta quickly. And then delta is when you're sleeping. So when you go to sleep at night, you go from beta, alpha, theta, delta. When you wake up in the morning, you go in the opposite direction. So scientists have found when you can take 1 or 2 times during the day to consciously change your brainwave activity, and that could just be sitting and breathing deeply while you're looking out the window. It could be you're sitting at a bench at a local park. It could be you're sitting in a chair in your living room. Quite often, if you live with a lot of people, the only place you get privacy is guess what room in the house?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly right. So wherever you go, if you focus on something like your breath or maybe peace, be still, then you change the brainwave activity from beta to just a little bit slower. That means a slower brainwave activity. Just that simple deep breathing for 5 to 10 minutes, which you can call meditation. It's just deep breathing and taking all of the, you know, all of the thoughts in your mind away, training your mind to just be quiet and slow down and unplug from that hustle and bustle. Studies have found just a few minutes of that will not only make you more creative, it will make your body younger, it will slow down the aging process, and it will make you very happy. One of the best ways to get rid of depression is to do your brainwave activity change with deep breathing and meditation a few minutes every day.
You know,
and
I think
it's free, Tony.
I think you've given me an excuse to stay in the shower longer because I'm meditating. That's what I'm doing with warm water running over my head. I'm meditating and getting ready for the day. That's a great. Thank you so much.
I love that. I'm going to start doing that. That's when I floss my teeth. Comfortable. Probably too much information.
Well, yeah, the thing is, though, there's so many different things you can do while you're in the shower that gets the rest of your day started. You know, you brush your teeth in the shower, floss your teeth in the shower, mm-hmm. and you can meditate in the shower. I'm talking with Susan Smith Jones, and I tell you what, we are. She has a book. Her latest book is called "Wired for High Level Wellness," and we're going over through some of the big stress busters. I love this next one here, and you can probably tell I love to laugh. Laughter is on here. I'm glad to see that.
Yes, and I think I want people to know how important it is, especially in the times in which we live, to laugh as much as possible. It's a great way to reduce stress. you lower that cortisol level, but you also increase endorphins in your body that act as natural stress busters. It gives your heart a great workout. It tightens your abdominal muscles when you laugh. So if you didn't do your crunches and ab workout, just laugh more. It fills your lungs with oxygen-rich air. It clears your respiratory passages. It stimulates hormones that make you more alert. It relieves pain and counteracts fear, anger, and depression. So whatever you can do to laugh more, a funny movie, a funny TV show, be around people that make you laugh, always do that. And part of, and you are good that way because you made me laugh a lot when we talked before we started the show today.
Oh, I think I've got a new workout. It's the laugh to a six pack. Abdominal. If you want a perfect six pack, laugh your way to it. I don't know. Maybe I can. I don't know if that'll work or not. But it's a good idea anyway.
It is a great idea.
All right, nature. Oh, I tell you what. Yeah, you're in California. I'm in the North Georgia Mountains, and there's lots of nature. And you say the spending time with nature and practice earthing.
Now, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
It does. What is that? How do you practice earthing?
So I'm going to say to you, go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And under articles, I think it's the third one, there's an article on earthing and grounding. Well, and there are books on it, too, by the way. But we now know that if you go outdoors and you take, my grandmother had me do this as a teenager. We didn't have the studies then, but she knew about it. You take your shoes and socks off and you walk barefoot so your feet touch the earth on the grass or the ground, not cement, not stone, but on the real earth. Like here where I am in Santa Monica, I like to do this at the beach. That causes your body to soak up electrons from the earth. This isn't crazy LA weird thinking. This is true scientific studies. And the more electrons you can soak into your body, and you get a lot of those by eating a lot of raw, fresh fruits and vegetables, and then you get electron pairing, and that keeps your body disease-free and reduces inflammation and makes you happy and takes away aches and pains. And let's just say you're hiking. I don't really want to hike without shoes on, but still, appreciating the beauty around you when you hike literally will boost your immune system. I always say, Tony, to become a beauty seeker. Everything has some beauty in it, but not everyone will see this beauty around us. But when you're out in nature, you're breathing in something, paradoxically, they're called negative ions. Those are the ones that make you feel good when you're always around your computer and in a big city and high-rise buildings. There are lots of positive ions that really zap your mood and make you depressed. But when you're in nature, or even if you have nature in your home or a garden in your backyard or bring a little fountain in your house, that releases negative ions, and that lifts your spirit. It boosts immunity, helps you have a more optimistic, grateful attitude on life.
I got to tell you, this information that I'm getting, it's like it's a wonderful seminar on just kind of how to look at things differently and how to, you know, be able to manage everything that's going on around you. The next three on your stress busters, it really seems like we're getting away from nutrition, we're getting away from that, but we're getting into, like, attitude and really behavior. Put wings under your confidence by keeping your word. How important is that? What does that do?
Yes, yes. And see, what we're talking about is body, mind, and spirit, Tony. The body reflects the mind, and the mind reflects the spirit. The body's a great place to start with what you eat. Nobody shoves the food down your throat, we hope. And how much you move, the exercise you get. And let me also say that it always depends on your attitude, because in life, it's not the people in our life, it's not the complications, it's not the times in which we live that causes stress. Rather, it's what we think about the people, the complications, and the times in which we live. You know, someone can be really stressed out with what they hear on the news. Other people, and I still do watch the news because then I know where to send all my prayers. So it depends on your attitude. My mom and grandmother always told me that you got to make your word gold. You got to keep your word. And I get really impatient and frustrated with people that constantly say they're going to do something and they never follow through. And if they say, well, it doesn't matter, I just thought I would try to lose weight and not eat ice cream for my 21-day agreement, but nobody's going to know if I don't. And I say to these people, God knows, the universe knows. And how do you expect anyone else to ever keep a commitment to you or really want to hang out with you if you can't keep your word? So, and I have lots of handshake contracts with big companies and Fortune 500 companies, and everyone knows that my word is gold. And we don't even have written contracts because I follow through on what I say I'm going to do. And I think when you don't do that, you darken your soul and you cause a depression. So if you want to feel better and be in better moods all the time, start by keeping your word. And it could be a little thing, like you say to someone, I'll call you tomorrow, and you don't. And if you do that over and over and over, like I have a friend that says to me all the time, this will be done, this will be done, nothing's ever done, then you don't believe what they say to you. So keep your word. And my mom and grandmother, like I write about in the book, taught me to live by the golden rule. It's like they say in the Bible, you treat others the way you want to be treated. But that also means you got to start with yourself. Treat yourself really well and look for reasons to be grateful. You can spend, like, remember, I live in the cosmetic surgery capital of the world here. And you,
yeah.
You could spend thousands of dollars changing, Tony, your physical features, but that will do little good until you cultivate a positive relationship with yourself. And gratitude can really influence your attitude. You take a minute. I like to take every hour on the hour, except when I'm sleeping, I take a little breathing break, a little short peace be still breathing break, and I think about, what am I grateful for right now? Because if you take a minute to think about everything for which you're grateful, it will change your life. If you're mindful of all the positives in your life, you'll create more positive thoughts and energy and events, because you're always bringing back to yourself what you give out. And there was a study done, you'll love this one, where they had subjects think about things for which they were grateful, what they appreciated, the beauty, for 15 minutes, and they found 15 minutes of thinking positive thoughts boosted their immunity, made them feel better, made them even look better because they smiled more, made them healthier physiologically because they tested their saliva and could see about the antibodies. And that was 15 minutes of focusing on what am I grateful for. So imagine this, Tony. If all of that could change in your body in 15 minutes, what would happen if for 24 hours you chose to be grateful? And I know everyone now listening is thinking, well, I could do that. That's so easy. But it's not, because we think about 25,000 to 75,000 thoughts a day. And I know all your listeners are deep thinkers, so you probably have 75,000 thoughts a day. If half of the time you're positive, you know, what's half of 75,000? So that means you're still thinking thousands of negative thoughts a day. They just come into your mind. You have to train your mind how to think differently, how to be loving, peaceful, calm, how to have an attitude of gratitude, and always focus on those things for which you are grateful. And the bottom line about that is that what you think about consistently brings more of the same back into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during these difficult times, is the best way to reduce and alleviate stress and transform your life. And as my grandmother always said to me, my nickname is Sunny because I'm very positive, and she'd say, Sunny, the path to peace and balance is this. Each and every day, live thankfully.
It sounds like your grandmother, a very wise woman. And
absolutely, she was.
And I'm sure it was great to have her as a mentor. And one of the things that it sounds like, a lot of kindness. You mentioned living by the golden rule. That's something that I think if more of us did that, I would imagine a lot of the problems we have would almost disappear. Something as simple as that.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I know. And remember, there are three things over which we have full control. One is what we eat, because remember, I just said, you decide what you eat, we hope.
Yeah.
Secondly is how much we move, the exercise we get. The third is what we think about. And I'm a big believer in being enthusiasm. Do you know the word enthusiasm means to be filled with God? I live a very strong, God-centered life. I write about it in Wired for High-Level Wellness. But I also am a big believer in being as enthusiastic as possible. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. And as I wrote about in my book, I think gratitude places us nearer to God, making it easier to receive greater blessings. And I love quotes, and one of my favorite Ralph Waldo Emerson quotes, and it's really the bottom line all about life. And he said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. Everything that happens in life really goes to teach us faith, always. It goes to teach us faith. You know, did you have a difficult day, but what did you learn? And it's often in the questions that we ask, rather than always saying, oh, God, why did this happen to me? Change the preposition to, and then you'll start getting better answers. You say, why did this happen for me? And every day I have a new quote and a new affirmation on my website. I'll just read today's quote. Have faith that nothing, and it's from my Wired for High Level Wellness book. Have faith that nothing is impossible. As I write about in this chapter, trust that unexpected changes in your daily schedule are God making adjustments to help your day unfold in divine order. Dream big, polish your ideas, work hard, stay committed, and you'll reach your goals. And I end with a Walt Disney quote, which is, many of the things that seem impossible now will become the realities of tomorrow.
I got to tell you, this has been a very therapeutic time. And I hope the listeners enjoy and appreciate this. I'm looking at number 12 on your Surefire Stress Busters, cultivating an attitude of gratitude.
And I this is pretty much my favorite of everything. And I just told you that gratitude is a great stress buster, but you know it goes deeper than that. When you cultivate a habit of gratitude, that's, I'm telling you, Tony, it's like a magnetic force that attracts more joy, calmness, and peace to us. It's like a dynamic energy that allows you to connect to all things good in life. It's like a bridge that you can walk over and everything will be different. And I always encourage people to have a gratitude journal. Like, you can buy books that have no words in them, beautiful books. I have a gratitude journal, and I use beautiful color pens. I like that. Doesn't matter really what color pen you use, but it makes me smile, and colors are a big deal because they can change. Like, you look at yellow and you're usually happier. You never paint your bedroom red because it increases your energy and you don't sleep well. But every night before you go to bed, or at some point during the day, but especially at night, write down at least three things. This could be your 21-day agreement. You do it for 21 days. Write down at least three things for which you are grateful, and you'll see that your life will just get better and better and better. By the way, I have a chapter in my book. People say it's worth the cost for this book, and it doesn't cost a lot, for the chapter on how to be a magnet for more prosperity in your life. And I give you 12 tips to bring more money into your life. And got to remember, if you can't pay your bills, your stress level will go up. So I always say live below your means. That's important. But there's a way to put your money in your wallet to show a sign of respect for your money so that your money will grow for you. I give you lots of stories about clients I've worked with to help immensely increase their level of prosperity and to become more of a magnet for abundance and blessings simply by things you have to do, simple things with credit cards and with money and with your wallet. And I give you a great story about one of my clients in Brentwood. You'll have to read that one, about she lost her job. She put out a resume. No one was hiring her. And how together we sat down and we talked about money, and I was going to pay for the lunch, but she took her wallet out, and all the money, the dollar bills and fives, fell out, and they were all torn and ripped and tattered. And it's a great story about what happened in the next 30 minutes that changed her life for the better.
Well, usually when I open my wallet, there's a lot of receipts in there that shows where my money went.
Yes, I know.
Funny.
There is a way to increase your level of prosperity by doing simple things. And again, let's go back to what you think about. You create more of. Don't put your focus all the time on you can't pay your bills. Put your focus on those things for which you're grateful. And what we should do a whole show on the power of visualization. And you see in your mind's eye exactly what you want to create. And you've got to have faith that you, like Disney said, that you can achieve your goals. Because to me, faith is an invisible and invincible magnet, Tony. And it attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and persistently expects. So you got to put your focus and faith on what you want to create in your life rather than focusing on what you don't want to happen. Listen, I could talk to you all day long about
it. Listen, I'm listening. I am soaking this in, and I've got to ask you, where can we get copies of your book, Wired for High-Level Wellness?
Yes. Well, you can go to Amazon. Bookstores run out a lot, but if you go to a bookstore and they don't have it, ask them to get it in. Wired for High Level Wellness. The subtitle is Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Or else, if you want to get an autograph copy, I autograph copies. You just go to my website, go to where it says New Book, and then on that page, scroll to number 5, and then you write me. I give you my address and a small payment for the book. And not only do I autograph it to you or to anyone else you want to send it to as a gift, but I write a personal note card to you that you can keep in the book as a keepsake, and I give you a little bookmark, which makes it really special because it's not often you can get an autographed copy by the author.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I tell you,
Amazon.com. You just go there, go to books, and go to Wired for High Level Wellness by three of America's most common names, Susan Smith Jones.
I was going to say, how did you luck into that? That is so.
I'm not married. These are my family names, but I think if I ever choose to get married, I want his last name to be Brown, because then I'll have four of America's most common names.
Oh, that's more than a hat trick right there. You got the quad.
You should see when I check into hotels and I put Susan Smith Jones, they all look at me like, couldn't you think up of a better name than that? You know, because they all think it's an alias.
They go, sure you are. Right. Okay. Oh, my. Well, I'll tell you what, this has been great, and we definitely will have more conversations because I think there's
maybe
a lot
one day
of.
Maybe you do your stand up comedy, and I'll give a little pep talk, and we'll work together on stage.
I think so. Listen, I really love the part of laughter. I love laughing, and I like to look at situations and find something humorous about them when it's appropriate. You know, it's not always, but
right
when it's appropriate. You know, things that make you go, I can't believe that happened. you know, you just gotta laugh about it. But Susan, thank you so much.
There's always ways. You know, I'd say. And during these tough times in which we live, just to show people you care. My Fritzi was my grandmother. She was from Denmark, so I've got Danish and French and British blood in me. But she always said to me, the greatest hunger of the human heart is to feel understood. And it's true. We all want the same thing, Tony. We want to feel loved and respected and validated and appreciated. So what could you do during the day to show, and in my book I talk about the health benefits of kindness and gratitude and volunteering, to let someone else know that you care. Maybe you literally put your phone down and look them in the eyes when they're talking to you instead of looking everywhere else. Maybe you just pat them on the shoulder. I love to give people heartfelt compliments during the day. You know, I go to the grocery store and I see an elderly woman, and I can tell she just got her hair done and she really looks pretty. And I tell her, your hair looks beautiful and that's a great color on you. And you can just see that it brightens her day. You know, maybe a little tap on the shoulder. I used to say give five hugs a day. I don't say that so much anymore, until we're free and clear of all this virus stuff. But,
right.
You know, just show people in whatever way possible that you care. You know, the more you can do kind things for other people, the more it will enrich the joy that you have in your heart and mind as well. Like the other day, I saw a lady, this was here in Brentwood on San Vicente, the main boulevard, and I saw her get out of the car with three young kids. Two of them were screaming like crazy. One was saying, I want candy. They were in front of a candy shop. I could tell that she was stressed to the max, I should say. And she had about a 30-year-old car, and it had a lot of exhaust coming out the back when she turned it off. And I was able to do this. So I saw her in the store, and I always keep note cards with me. You never know. I buy dozens at a time. And I took a note card out of my glove compartment, and I said, just want you to know that you're a wonderful mother, and you inspire me with how you take care of it. She had three girls with your girls. I assumed she was the mother. I didn't think she was a nanny. And I dropped a $50 bill into that, and I put it on the windshield of her car. Well, and I did that when I knew she wasn't looking, so it was anonymous. And I said, from someone who really appreciates your beauty and magnificence. And then I just got back in my car because I was behind her, and I saw her pull the card off, look at it, look around. She had no idea who left it. And then I saw her literally begin to cry. But the happiness that gave me to know that I brightened someone else's day in just a small way. It's not that I always have extra 50 in my wallet. It might be 5 or 10, but whatever you can do to help brighten someone else's day, and I give lots of samples in my book of countless things that you can do to inspire, to brighten someone else's day, to do these simple acts of kindness.
Wow, I hope you feel better. I know I did. Just talking with Susan in this interview, it was like one big therapy session. It was great. And if you want to find out more information, I invite you to go to these websites, SusanSmithJones.com, and be sure to order her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Also, look at some of the other titles, over 33 books that she's authored. Let's take a look at the articles as well. And if you need something a little more spiritual, go to ChristianLifestyleMatters.com. And I'm sure you can find something there that you can use. Listen, you have a great time. We'll see you next time right here on A Positive Look. Spread the word, share with your friends, and we'll have more wonderful programs and stories for you very, very soon. We'll see you.